ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्पिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया इति विज्ञाय मैं मिलियंस ऑफ दंडोत प्रणति इंटू द लोस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अशोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडोत प्रणति पुष्पांजलि इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पास श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी Yesterday in the class, we told that how by the inspiration of Devarshi Narad, Vyasdev, in trance, in samadhi, he saw all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, Purna Brahma. And he saw that those who are forgetting Krishna, they are going to this world. Birth after birth, they are suffering. And those who are doing bhajan, they are going to Vaikuntha and Golok Vrindavan and serving Krishna and happy. Then he wrote all the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And the life history of all the Vaishnavas, like Prahlad Maharaj and others. And he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are, they don't know the glory of Krishna for them. And he taught it to his disciple Sukadeva Goswami, who told Srimad Bhagavat in Parikshit Council. We have described it. But today is also very auspicious day because one of the Vaishnava Acharya, Parama Bhakta and highly cultured and a realized soul, Ramanujacharya, birthday today. Ramanuja, a great devotee and great acharya.
Appearance day today. 那么那些忘记 Krishna 的人来到这个世界，生生世世受苦，而做出八展灵修的人，他们可以到了 Vaikuntha 以及 Goloka 服务 Krishna。 由此 Vyasa 写下了 Krishna 的逍遥时光以及 Vaishnava 的生平，像 Prada 大军等等，他就此完成盛典薄伽瓦堂，对于给予那些不知道 Krishna 自觉，就是不知道 Krishna 的人，他传授了 Sukadeva Goswami 盛典薄伽瓦堂，而 Sukadeva Goswami 又传授了 Parish 大军。那么今天也是一个非常吉祥的日子，是我们传系上一位伟大的 Acharya Ramanuja Acharya 的显现日。
Sri Ramanuja came in a very rusticated and religious family. Father and mother both were very religious minded.
Ramanuja Acharya 来自一个非常高贵的家族，也是被人虔诚的家族。那么他父母双人的话呢，都非常的虔诚。
From beginning of his life, Ramanuja was very, very intelligent.
那么在人生之初的话呢， Ramanuja 都非常的有智慧。
A astrologer came to him when he was baby and saw that the sentence in Ramanuja is like Lakshman, the brother of
Lord Ram,
Sri Ramchandra. And that is why he named that boy Lakshman Desik. Lakshman Desik. In the boyhood, he read Sanskrit and everything. And then he went to a Mayabad Sannyasi Jadavacharya to study Vedanta Shastra.
Now, when Ramanuja was born, the Sinshangja had seen his Sinkung Tu. He has a very unusual Sinkung Tu. So, he named him as Lakshman Desik. Now, when he was a child, he had already known the Vedanta Shastra. He went to a spiritual master.
As I told that, from boyhood he was very, very intelligent and very a scholar. So one day his guru Jadav Prakash, any disciple came to him and asked Jadav Prakash, what is the meaning of Kapyasam in Chandogya Upanishad?
Kapyasam Kundalikaksam.
那么当时呢，这一位呢，他的灵性导师 Jada Prakashaya 的话呢，非常有学识的，所以很多呢，人呢向他询问呢，
Then
Upanishad 的这个奥义，这个书哈。
Then Jadavacharya answered, "Kapyasam means a monkey's
backside."
Backside.
Hip.
As red is the monkey's hip, of Vishnu,
eyes
are as red as that.
You have to explain it. India monkeys are red.
那么当时他们像那个 Jagat Prakash 的话呢，询问一个师姐了，其中有段的话呢，那个意思呢，Jagat Prakash 这样解释的哈，他说主 Vishnu 的这个莲花眼呢，红得像那个猴子的那个屁股哈。
Shankaracharya for this word has what vyakhya kiya?
Explained
same thing.So he was telling what Shankaracharya had told, but tears came in the eyes of Ramanuja, and it fell on the feet of Jadavacharya because he was
massaging
his Gurudev.
He was massaging, he was crying.
那么当时的话呢，罗曼就正好在给他的灵性导师按摩这个莲花烛了。他听了这种解释之后呢，那么这种解释当然是依照哈桑卡查亚的这个解释了，所以他的啊眼泪呢就滴下来哈，掉到了这他的灵性导师的这个哈腿上。
Then at once Yadvacharya told, "Why you are weeping?" Then he told, "I am weeping that you have done wrong explanation of this compassion. Oh, you know better than Shankaracharya, he has done this." He told Gurudev, "He has done wrong." Then he told that, "You should explain it." Then boldly he told, "Kapyasan, ka mane sun, asam mane pivati."
Drinking.
Kapyasan means who?
Drinks the sun.
Pivati, arthat.
Ko jalam.
Ko jalam.
Pivati.
Pivati.
Drink.
Asam.
Asam to spread, illuminate.
So, this meaning is that Kapyasang means Kamal.
Lotus.
To whom when sun rises, then
lotus
become. And that is why the eyes of the Vishnu is as lotus flower.
As beautiful and ready.
Then,
那么加德查亚的话呢，就当时呢就询问他哈，说你为什么要哭？他说你对 Vyasa 的哈这个师姐的话呢有些错误的解释。那么他的灵性导师就说，那是不是你比我哈对 Shankaracharya 的话呢有更好的哈这个理解呢？他说你来阐述一下。那么当时的话呢 Ramanuja 呢就解释了哈 Kapyasa 的意思呢，他说是莲花的意思。那么就像太阳哈出来，莲花呢开放。所以主的眼睛呢，像了哈这个盛放的莲花。
Jado Prakash then became very
angry,
and he thought if he will be alive, then he will quote the argument of Shankar and Mayavad philosophy.
Will be finished.
That is why he wanted to finish his life. One day also, king of that kingdom, the wife of that king was attacked by any ghost. And then king called Yadavacharya to remove that ghost. He went there. Lakhan was also with him. Oh, he uttered mantra that he should go away. But the ghost told, "You don't know anything," and he rebuked him and told, "By your mantra, I will not go." If Ramanuj,
Lakshman Desik,
feet washed water, if I will be given, I will go away yet. Then king washed the feet of
Lakshman
Desik and gave it to that
ghost.
Queen,
princesses, Rajkumari ke.
And at once ghost
ran away, fly away from there.
He was liberated.
Now, but 当时他的灵性导师哈，Prakash 的话哈，很生气。他说呢，如果他活着，那么他会阻挡的真三卡神啊，这个 Chaya 这个教导。并且会令到这个传系呢哈毁灭，所以呢要就是要谋杀他。那么当时呢那个国王的妻子呢哈被那个鬼附身呢就惨死了。那么呢他请了他的灵性导师呢去哈驱鬼了。 那么他唱诵这个曼陀罗哈，要将那个鬼哈赶走，但是那鬼说哈，你什么都不懂的，所以呢，你唱了曼陀罗哈，我就你唱的这个曼陀罗的话呢，我是不会离开的，所以他要那个 Lakshman， Lakshman Dish 这个沐足水，他说，那么后来国王呢就给这个 Lakshman Dish 哈沐足，并且呢将这个沐足水给予他的妻子哈这个王妃呢饮下。
Then Jadav Prakash made a plan to kill him. He declared that he will go to Prayag to take bath in Triveni Ganges. And then all his disciples were ready to go with him, and he told Desik Lakhan Desik that you also come with me. His plan was in heavy forest. Anyhow, we will finish him. But Quraysh
Govinda,
material brother,
Govinda,
cousin brother,
Govinda, he told Ramanuj, you should run away from here at once.
Tonight they'll kill you.
It was night. You should run away, otherwise you will be killed. Then Ramanuj at once run away from there. Running, he went in a forest under a tree he was resting. After some time, Govind went to Gurudev. Gurudev asked, where is Ramanuj?
Lakshman
Desi. He told, oh, he has come before me, but I am not seeing where he is. Then Jadav Prakash thought that any animal, tiger, has killed him. So he became very happy. This Ramanuj then saw
a couple,
wife and husband. They were jungly tribes. And then Ramanuj told, where you are going? They told them, we are going to Kanjivaram. Oh, I am also going. And by the light of Harikan, they went there. After some time, they vanished. And Ramanuj saw that, oh, I have reached to Kanjivaram, very far away, about 4 months traveling. And he was in one night, he went there. And did pranam to Bharadaraj. When Jadav Prakash returned, and he saw Ramanuj, oh, by outwardly he told, I am very happy that you are safe. Again you should come and read, study with me. Ramanuj was Vaishnav, so he again began.
Yeah, 他去到门口沐浴，所以他呢要求所有的门徒、哦、都随他一同去，也叫上了 Lakshman Dish。 那么在穿过密林的时候呢，他想设计、哦、杀掉他，所以他叫，但是呢其中他一个门徒的话呢就告诉 Lakshman Dish 说呢，你今晚、哦、赶快走吧，因为他们要把你杀掉。所以 Lakshman Dish 的话呢一路呢、哦、就是说奔跑。后来呢他的灵性导师询问了其中一位啊门徒啊叫 Govinda， 他说他在哪？那么 Govinda 就说了哈，他走在我前面，不知道哈。那么他的灵性导师就以为哈，他可能会在这个森林里面哈被其他动物呢所吃掉，所以那么当时呢 ，Lakshman Dish 在林中哈看到一对呢打猎的夫妇。那么就询问他们哈、啊、去往这个恒河的那个这个路径的， asking about where?
Where are you going? Kanchi.
Kanchipur. 那么去 Kanchipur 这个地方呢已经是很远的 大概有10个月的行程才能够走到的 但是呢他一夜就能够到 那么他回去的时候呢 他的灵性导师看到他 假装也很高兴的 但是呢 Ramanuja 作为一个 Vaishnava 他不计较这东西 依然呢在他的师门下 实行
Anyhow a big history I'm telling very short Jamunacharya, who was last alvar of Sri Sampradaya, he heard the glory of Ramanuja and he wanted that after me he should be Vaishnava Acharya. And he sent his very qualified Vaishnava to him and Mahapurna. And then he went there and his Ramanuj, now thinking that I must give the worldly
life
and I should go to my guru Jamunacharya and I will take sannyas from him. In the meantime, he was like a adhyapak,
as a professor
of the school. One day, a Brahmin came and told, I'm very hungry, you should give me something. And then he told that, go to my home, my wife will give you. But wife rebuked that Brahmin and did not give anything. Then he returned back. Then he wrote a letter from as if the wife's
father,
Ramanujacharya father, is inviting her that there is my son's marriage and you should come very soon. Then he wrote letter and something he gave coconut and he went. At that time his wife honored so much and gave so many delicious foods. And then he told Ramanuj, she told that my father has called me because my brother's marriage is there. Then he became very happy and told him, you should go with all your ornaments. I will come later on. And thus,
after some lifetimes,
forever, she went to her father and he left the world and went to Sri Rangam. And in the way he saw that Jamunacharya has left his body. Then he went there and told that I want to see my Gurudev face and body. They showed him, his three fingers were like this and only one like this. Then Ramanuj, knowing his wish, he promised that I will write a Sri Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra. Then one came and then he told, I will preach whole world mission of your Jamunacharya. Then second and third,
I will name a disciple after Parasa Rishi.
Third, anyone?
Sannyas.
I will name one disciple after Parasa Rishi.
क्या कहता है?
बोल जाए अक्सर शिष्य नाम परासर इसी नाम रख वो।
हाँ। Anyhow three, and then three came. Then all saw that our Ramanuja actually the disciple of Srila Ramanujacharya. And then there he took sannyas and became preacher of Sri Sampradaya Ramanuj. After that he wrote Sri Bhashya according to Bodhayan, Tanka and their notes. And then he traveled whole South India. He came to Dwarka, he came to Kashi, and he went to Jagannath Puri, and he went to Vrindavan Mathura also. Everywhere. He went to Badrikashram also and preached everywhere. But in South India there was a king who was Shaiva. He saw that all Shaiva will are going to be Vaishnava. So he was very angry and called him. But Kuresh, he is one of these disciples. He told out, I will go, you should not go. They will kill you. They should kill me, no harm. And then he took the danda and sannyas of Ramanuj and went there. And they had planned to kill. So they discussed something, Saiva Tattva and Vaishnava thought. Kuresh defeated them, but yet they clapped, we are winning, and they took the eyes of Kuresh out. Then he became blind. And then Kuresh went searching his Gurudev where he is. And in the meantime, Ramanuj was
preaching
very far away from Sri Rangam, anywhere. And he went to his one disciple, Bharadraj. It was very poor. When Ramanuj went there with so many disciples, hundreds of disciples, then that Brahma was not in house, he had gone to bake something. And his wife was alone in house. But his clothes were very
worn
and torn. She could not come in front of Ramanuj. Then Ramanuj gave his chadar, and then she wrapped, and then she came. She saw that, hundreds of disciples are Ramanuj has come here. What to do? How to respect them? What to feed? Then he remembered a very rich person,
businessman,
his neighbor. He has bad
motive
towards me. He wants to enjoy me. And he has told that I will give so much money to you. But up till now she refused. Now today he told, he was thinking, what is this use of this body if I cannot serve my Gurudev? No need of chastity, nothing. She went to that rich person and told that my Gurudev with so many disciples have come. You should give me chawal, dal, atta and ghee and so many things, paraphernalia, and I will cook and feed my Gurudev. He became very happy. Today, in night she will come and get so many things. She went to her house and cooked and feed his Gurudev. In the meantime, Brahman came and asked, my Gurudev has come with so many disciples. How to feed them? Today I have nothing in begging. He was thinking. In the meantime, his wife told that, I have everything done, I have fed them, and they are now resting, don't worry. No balance.
It is very low. Is open?
Hello.
那么这里面讲到了哈，一个就是呢，Ramanuja呢，他接受了这个奇迹之后呢，写下了Sri Pasha这本书哈，最后他在南印度，周游南印度多阿卡卡西，加格纳普里，温达文马图拉哈，还有那么地波给是马图达三地是哪个？哎，那么地波给是马图达三地是哪个？
有个国王支持呢这些呢追随者的，他想的哈，如果呢，Ramanuja呢这么有影响力的话呢，那么所有的这个西瓦的教徒呢，都会成为呢 Vaishnava， 所以呢，他们就挑战的 Ramanuja 哈这个门派了。那么当时 Ramanuja 呢派了他的一个门徒呢 ，Clash 前往呢，就是说应变了。那么当时在那个法会上的话呢。 他们讨论了经典，而实际上呢，是呢 Ramanuja 的这个门徒呢 ，Clash 的话呢赢得了这场辩论，但是因为当时的话呢，对方的话呢就把他的眼睛就是弄瞎了，所以他就此的话呢失去了跟他的灵性导师的这个关系，而 Ramanuja 呢也远在他地，然后呢他与他的门徒呢到达了一个村庄。 当地呢有一个婆罗门非常的穷了，那么 Ramanuja 这么多门徒到他家里面，他没有呢东西给他们吃。 那么他的衣服很烂，当时就没有一盆出门，当时Ramanujan就将自己的一块布就给他了，以让他就是一用一蔽体了。那么他的妻子当时有一个当地的一个很有钱的人，很喜欢他的妻子，当时被他的妻子拒绝了。这时候Ramanujan因为到他们家里面，他们没有东西招待，所以他妻子想起了这个有钱人，他觉得如果我不能够服务 Vaishnava， 那么这个身体和贞洁又有什么用呢？所以当时他就请求这个有钱人，请他给这些就是他们所需要的招应的 Vaishnava 的这些物品，像谷类还有其他的物品，所以他煮了很多东西的招待了他家中的这些客人。与此同时的话，这个婆罗门并不知道他的妻子就说甘愿就是说拿出自己的贞洁以换取服务 Vaishnava 的这个机会。
She told all the history that how he collected all paraphernalia to his husband, her husband. He became very happy. And then in the night, she Brahmini took some prasadam of Ramanuj, remnant, and with her husband went to that rich person and gave that remnant. As soon as he took the remnant of Ramanuj, at once he was changed totally, and he fell flat on the lotus feet of that Brahmini. And at once he came to Ramanuj and took Harinam Dikha from him. In the meantime, Kuresh, blind eyes, he reached there, and he wanted to meet with his Gurudev, and he went there, and he wanted to see Gurudev. At once, by the influence of Ramanuj, his eyes came out, and then he fell flat on the Ramanuj feet, and Ramanuj embraced him. There are so many things. Ramanuj was a great acharya. So we finish
here. Ramanuja
就此他们两个又重逢。 Now, Vyasdev taught Srimad Bhagavat, or Sukhdev Goswami studied Srimad Bhagavat from Vyasdev. And in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, he was explaining all these things. Now he is telling that what is Bhakti Yoga? In Srimad Bhagavat, in Kapil Dehuti Sambad, it has been told. And it is explained what is Bhakti Yoga. So Shyam Rani will explain this.
那么紧接着我们讲这个国家瓦堂的故事。那么 Vyasadeva 的话呢，向呢 Sukadeva Goswami 传述这本呢国家瓦堂，后来呢在 Sukadeva Goswami 又在Parish大军呢这个聚会上讲述了这本经典。那么什么叫 Bhakti Yoga 呢？风爱瑜伽，请 Shyam Rani 来阐述。
Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Janasalakaya First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astodra Satishri Shimai, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先，我向我的启迪灵性导师 Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astodra Satishri Shimai Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花主的自以无数的礼拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Astotara Satashri Srimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees.
同样的，我向我最值得崇拜的叙事灵性导师 Om Vishnupad, Astotara Satashri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主成徒，致以无数顶拜。
So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to discuss the teachings of Sri Kapiladev as he gave to his mother Devahuti. Just a very, very brief history. Kapiladev is the son of Devahuti and Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni is the son of Brahmaji, who ordered him and his other sons to procreate the universe with good Krishna conscious children.
那么呢，简单的讲一下历史哈。主 Kapiladev 的话呢，是呢 Devahuti 以呢，Kardama Muni的哈这个儿子。那么 Kardama Muni 的话呢，是呢 Brahmaji 的这个儿子的。
Kardama Muni thus worshipped the Lord to get a good wife for such procreation, and the Lord appeared to him and said, not only will I give you a good devoted wife, but I will also come as your son.
一个好的妻子哈，那么当时呢，主呢就向他显现，他说，不仅我要给你一个奉献者的妻子，而且呢，我也亲自呢前来成为你的儿子。When
Kapiladev appeared from the womb of Devahuti, Kardama Muni at that time worshipped the Lord and begged him that I want to now take sannyas. Let me always meditate on you within my heart.
那么当Kapiladev即将从娘胎里面出来的时候呢，那么他的父亲呢，Kardama Muni的话呢，就向神祈祷了，他说呢，我现在想接受生命的气绝阶段，Sannyas，就说请满足我这个愿望。Lord
Kapiladev granted him that benediction, and then when Kardama Muni took Sannyas to Rome and become absorbed in the Lord, more absorbed in the Lord, Lord Kapiladev went back to the palace of Devahuti, which was created by the mystic powers of her husband, and began to teach her.
那么当时的话呢，因为呢主的这个祝福了，那么Kapiladev就祝福他的这个是他的父亲呢就离开了哈，Kardama Muni就离开了，前往了这些就是周游世界哈去呢，就是说离开了哈家居生活。 那么Kapiladev回到他的宫殿，那么这个宫殿是由他的父亲呢，Kardama Muni的话呢，用了这神通创造的一个宫殿。Kapiladev,
the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, sat with his mother in the palace and she began to inquire from him.
那么当时呢，Kapiladev作为主的一个呢，至尊主的Krishna的一个化身。 在呢这个宫殿里面，向他的母亲哦，就是讲授。那么他母亲呢，Devahuti哦，提出了很多的问题。
I no longer want to be disturbed by my raging senses and mind. How can I become free from all this?
他就问了哈，我不想再受到我哈那个心意和呢这个感官哈这个冲动哈这个影响。那我应该怎么样做？
How can I become free from the darkness of ignorance? What process is there?
怎么免除于呢愚昧那样？这个程序怎么走？
So Kapiladev began to explain, now I will discuss with you that particular type of yoga practice You become free by all material, free from all material happiness and distress, the modes of nature, the bodily conception of life, the false ego.
那么你将免除所有的痛苦和快乐，假我，以及物质自然的这个捆绑等等。
And he explained a very, very important verse, which Srila Gurudev quotes all the time.
那么他引述了一个呢，就是一个师姐了。那么这也是Gurudev经常引用的一个师姐。
He told his mother that she should remain in the association of pure devotees.
那么首先的话，他告诉他的母亲哦，永远停留在呢这个呢奉献者的这个联谊之中。
And in such association, she should hear the glories of the Lord.
那么在这种联谊之中呢，去聆听主的荣耀。
Satampa Sangam Mama Virya Sambido Bhavanti Kritkarna Rasaya Nakata Taj Joshanaspa Pavargavatmani Shradharadhir Bhakti Ranukramishyati. One should remain in the association of pure devotees and should hear from them about the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
一个人应该停留在纯粹奉献者的联谊之中，从他那里去聆听至尊主的逍遥时光活动。
Such harikatha is pleasing both to the ear and to the heart.
那么这种的harikatha的话呢，不仅对耳朵来说呢是悦耳的，也是呢宜人呢，就是说呢心的，就是心意的。
Simply by hearing in such association, one becomes freed from all anarthas, all unwanted things and habits and thoughts.
那么在这种聆听之中的话，一个人都能免除这些要不得的这些欲望、恶习等等。
And under the guidance of such pure devotee, they progress through the stages of bhakti from shraddha to bhava to shraddha to nista to ruchi, gradually to ashakti, then to bhava, then to prema.
那么在这种奉献者的指导下，一个人逐渐走过修习的各个阶段，从 shraddha 开始，信心开始 janishtha 稳固的修习，到 ashakti aruchi ashakti bhava prem 等等。
Kapila Dev explains the qualities of such a sadhu.
那么 Kapila Dev 描述了这样一位沙土圣人，他的品质应该是怎样子的？
He's friendly to everyone. He's tolerant. He's merciful. He's equal to everyone. He has no material desires. He's peaceful.
那么这样的一位圣人的话，他对所有众生都是友善的，他很容忍，他非常仁慈，他对众生平等等等。
He explains that there's many different kinds of devotional service also. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service in the mode of passion, devotional service in the mode of goodness, and also unadulterated pure devotional service.
那么他也解释了奉献服务有不同层面的，那么有愚昧形态的奉献服务，有激情形态的奉献服务，也有善良形态的，也有纯粹的奉献服务。
Devotional service which is mixed with material desires of envy and revenge and anger, such service is called karma mitra bhakti, and that is in the mode of ignorance.
那么如果奉献服务里面混杂有嫉妒、嗔恨等等这些情绪的话，它属于愚昧形态的奉献服务。
When it's performed with a desire for opulence, material happiness, then it's in the mode of passion.
如果他执行奉献服务，想得到富裕，想得到激情形态的奉献服务。
And when it's performed free from any material desire, then it's in the mode of pure goodness.
如果没有任何物质欲望混杂其中的话，就是纯粹的善良形态。
To be free from the desire to be free from fruitive actions for my own happiness, that's in the mode of material goodness. But the desire just to rush to the Lord is unadulterated bhakti.
那么只是想免除自己的私欲，这种奉献服务的话，它属于善良形态，奉献服务。但是如果一切都是以主为核心的，一切都是奔向他的。 那么处于良好萨就是纯粹的这个奉献服务。
He explains that the manifestation of unadulterated pure devotional service is that as soon as one hears the glories of the Lord, his mind immediately rushes to the Lord.
那么这里面讲到了具有呢纯粹奉献服务这种情感的人的话呢，他只要聆听到主的讯息的话呢，他的心立即就走向他。
In such devotional ecstasy, he is compared with the Ganges River that rushes towards the sea without any impediment.
那么这一类型的奉献服务呢，被誉为呢像恒河之水呢奔向大海一样啊。
The Lord also explained to her about meditation on the form of the Lord.
那么 Kapila Dev 的话呢，也向他母亲讲授如何去冥想主哈。
He discussed in great detail the lotus feet of the Lord, the hips of the Lord, the waist, the beautiful lotus eyes.
那么他们很详细地描述的至尊主的莲花足他的这个臀部就腰部以及他的上身头部等等这些特征。
And said that this should be the only object of meditation.
并且指出了冥想至尊主的话，至尊主作为唯一的冥想对象。
One should associate with a pure devotee who's always absorbed in this meditation.
那么一个人应该以总是冥想至尊主的这个纯粹奉献者呢联谊。
Was always absorbed.In tasting the pastimes of the Lord and the various forms of the Lord.
那么也品尝好主的不同逍遥时光以及他不同的这个形象。
And thus they have no desire, even for going to the heavenly planets. They're not at all interested in the eightfold mystic opulences.
那么这样的人的话呢，对于上天堂或是拥有八种神通的话呢，都不感兴趣。
What to speak of attachment?To home, to family, to domestic animals, to wealth. They have absolutely no interest. And this is the type of devotee that Kapila Dev is telling his mother to associate with.
那么这种人的话对他的家庭他的这个家里面的这牲畜这些东西的话呢就更没有依附了。所以呢这是呢 Kapila Dev 向他的母亲 Devahuti 所讲述的这种奉献服务。
He told her that anyone who is so absorbed, he attains a transcendental opulence that can never be taken away by time.
那么这样的一个专注其中的这样一个人的话，他们得到的这个东西是永远不会被拿走的。
That can never be destroyed by any weapon.
也永远不会被任何武器所伤。
But he's always fixed, just as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, when one attains this stage of samadhi, he thinks there's nothing.No greater gain, and has never shaken even in the midst of the greatest difficulty.
那么，达到这种 samadhi 状态的人的话呢，就算他遭遇到最大的困难的话，也不会动摇的就算面临最大的这个困难的话呢，也没有动摇。
Lord Kapila Dev explained to her that there's no use in looking in any other direction than the Lord.
那么呢 ，Kapila Dev 呢也解释到了除了主的话眼睛望向其他地方是徒劳无功的。
Because actually there's no existence outside of him.
因为呢，实际上除他之外呢，没有别的存在。
He explained how the Lord glances over the material nature, and the material nature is created from him.
那么他也
from his own energy.
描述到了主呢，通过他的瞥视而创造这个物质宇宙。那么就是说呢，一切来源于他的物质能量
Then by the glance of the Lord, in the course of time, which is also his energy.He gradually creates the subtle elements going to the more and more gross elements, but it's all coming from his energy.
那么也即着主的瞥视的话呢，他创造了从精微的物质逐渐到非常粗糙的物质，那么这也是他的能量之一。
And he explains that this material world, there's no use to think about it because it has no reality. It's simply created by false ego.
那么他也解释到了这个物质世界的话呢不过呢是假我呢 所造的没有意义在里面的没有真实的意义
There are three kinds of false ego in goodness, passion and ignorance and from that the senses are created, the mind is created and sound, material sound is created from which all the other elements come so all the other elements they're non-different from false ego having false ego being their source
那么呢假我的话呢也有三种的有善良形态的假我畸形形态的愚昧形态的那么只有假我的话呢这个呢感官和心意然后被创造所有呢是声音还有其他物质元素被创造所以这些呢物质的元素和能量的话呢最终极的源头呢是假我所以他们没有什么真实意义
Very interestingly, he explains how if one thinks that he can perform bhakti yoga and offer respects to the Lord, but feel any enmity or envy or malice towards any other living entity, then the Lord is not pleased with his so-called bhakti.
If someone has
he's respectful to the Lord, to the deity in the temple, but he's envious of other living entities, feeling enmity and malice, then the Lord is not pleased with their so-called bhakti.
那么对有一种就是一种奉献者的他们对神像等等的话非常的尊重，但是对其他的生物体的话心怀记恨或恶意等等的话，那么至尊主对这种类型的人的话或对这条的奉献服务是不满意的。
He said, if anybody worships me in the temple, but does not see me in the hearts of all living entities, and does not try to please me by showing very friendly behavior towards others and giving them mercy in the form of Krishna consciousness, helping them become Krishna conscious, then his worship of me is just like if you're performing a fire sacrifice and you throw the grains into the ashes instead of the fire.
那么这里面讲到，如果一个人只崇拜神像，而对众生却没有这个友善的情感，那么这一类型的奉献者的话，就像做火祭的时候，我们把那个谷物扔到，不是扔到火里面，而扔到这个灰里面一样。There
are actually six chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all about nothing but Lord Kapila Dev's teachings.
现在在佛教法堂里面有整整六章，是Kapila Dev这个教导。
In very brief, he explains about how the conditioned soul is going from childhood to youth to old age to death, and then because he has no devotional service, he's transmigrating through different species and going through different hellish planets.
那么这里面讲到灵魂的话，就是经由童年、少年、老年，也是因为他没有这种要经历不同的种族、物种的变化。
And how no material endeavor, no mystic yoga, no anything except pure devotional service can free one from that transmigration.
那么没有任何瑜伽程序或是没有任何神通，除了奉献服务之外，能够让一个人免除这种轮转变化。
His mother asked many questions and he answered them one by one.
那么他的母亲问了很多问题，那么他必须就一一回答。Stop.
Okay. So after Lord Kapila Dev finished his teachings, he went to all over the universe to spread his mercy, and she engaged in full devotional service, not knowing whether her clothes were on or off, not eating, not caring about anything but service to the Lord and attachment to her own son.
那么当时的话，卡比拉戴夫传授完他的母亲这些教导之后，他就去云游宇宙了，传播他的这个讯息。那么他的母亲聆听完这些教导之后，已经不知道自己有没有穿衣服，有没有吃东西，就是完全的忘我状态，除了依恋他的儿子以及他的这个奉献服务之外，再没有其他的这个衣服。She
had no attachment for her husband, her great city-like palace, only feeling separation for her son, and that gave her spiritual perfection.
那么她对她的丈夫还有她的宫殿等等再没有依恋了，只是依恋她的儿子，那么这也让她达到了完美。
So Kapiladev's desire is that we give up attachment for all other materialists, which are the door to hell, and have full attachment at the lotus feet of our Gurudev for the Lord, the door to liberation and going back to Godhead.
那么Kapila Dev教导就说让我们放弃其他一切的物质衣服，因为这些东西是通向地狱的门，而要我们发展的对一个纯粹的奉献者，像我们是布列一样，那么这是打开解脱的门。
That is an extreme brief, the teachings of Kapila Dev.
那么这是Kapila Dev非常简洁的这个教导。Why
did Kardamba Rishi take sannyas when
Kardamba Muni
Bhagawan appeared in his house, then he took sannyas away from Bhagawan?
To teach others that in our life we should be detached from worldly
household life,
and meditate, and also spend his whole time in Krishna consciousness. To teach this, he did. As Vasudev Maharaj, Krishna is his son, and he is asking from Narad, how I can be mukta from this world?
Kausalya koi kai sumita dara bhajan kara jena chole gelen Ramchandra Sita sab rag Ramchandra.
So, you know. So we have discussed.
Translation of question and answer. Question.
那当时的话，须巴德玛德玛吉就问到了，当时的话呢，卡玛卡卡玛卡比卡卡玛穆米的话呢，他呢的儿子哈，卡比拉戴德话是自尊主本人，为什么他在他出生之后呢，要离开家庭？那么须菩提呢就讲到了，他是为了哈教导众生的，在人生之中呢哈，我们要呢，就是说不要依附哈，要弃绝呢这个呢，世俗的家具生活，而把时间花在呢，Krishna自觉之中。
So we should take lesson from Devahuti that how he heard pure bhakti yoga from Kapil Dev, and then he was totally engaged in serving of Supreme Lord. She was looking as a mad woman. No eating, no drinking, no, she has no
bodily consciousness
of whether he has wrapped him with cloth or not, whether stool and urine pass is going or not. Always
absorbed
in Krishna Bhakti. So if you will follow this Devahuti and be totally immersed in Krishna consciousness, your life will be successful. Not for women, also for male, also same teaching. We have discussed about Uttama Bhakti. There should be no worldly desire in this bhakti. All the activities of body, mind and tongue and everything should be engaged in Krishna. To please, whatever you should do, to please Krishna. But if you are engaged in devotion of Krishna, and if you have any worldly desire, then it is not pure bhakti. In this regard, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is discussing about the Dhruva Charitra, how Dhruva in childhood, he left everything and how he worshipped Krishna and he took darshan. You should speak something in brief.
那么这讲到的哈，Devahuti刚才讲到Devahuti的这个教导，讲到他怎样从他的儿子哈Kapila Dev那里聆听教导，最后呢完全呢哈服务至尊主。外在的哈变成了像一个哈疯狂的女人了，不吃不喝，没有任何的身体概念。那么身上有没有穿衣服哈也没有，也不知道了哈。那么有没有拉屎拉尿哈也不知道，所以他完全呢没有这种呢身体的概念。专注于呢追随的哈这个呢Kapila Dev的这个教导，而专注于呢哈Krishna自觉。那么这些教导不仅对于女性而言哈，那么对于男性哈这个修行修行者呢也如此。那我们讨论的Uttama Bhakti。 那么乌托邦巴提的指的是哈，为了利益，没有什么私欲哈，以身口意哈，完全专注于 Krishna， 啊，一切为所作为了取悦 Krishna。那么当你没有任何世俗欲望的时候，如果你还有任何世俗欲望哈掺杂其中，那么就不是呢哈乌托邦巴提就是顶尖的这种呢
Om Agnatim Rangasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakal Patarubhyascha Kripasindubhyaya Cha Patitanam Pavangyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. So Gurudev has ordered me to say something briefly about Dhruva Charitra, the story of Dhruva, which is a story in the Srimad Bhagavatam that teaches us a lot about gives us some lessons on how to develop our devotion and also some lessons about what not to do. So Dhruva was a little boy, and his mother was the co-wife of King Uttanapad, and the other wife was the favorite queen of King Uttanapad.
那么他的母亲的话呢，独瓦大君的母亲哈是呢国王呢一个妃子哈，那么他并不是呢哈这个国王最宠爱的妃子之一。
Okay, his mother's name was Suruchi.
然后他的母亲是 Suniti 哈，他的母亲。
And the other queen's name was Suniti. Suruchi.
Suruchi 哈是他另外一个王妃的名字。
So one day, when the king was sitting there, the son of the king, Suruchi's son, went and sat on the king's, on Uttanapad's lap. So when Dhruva saw this, he also naturally came and wanted to sit on the king's other lap.
那么呢，有一天的话呢，他的另外一个母亲，Suruchi的这个儿子，其他的兄弟的，坐在他父亲的这个腿上。那么他也很自然的，独瓦大君的话呢，也想坐在父亲的这个腿上。
But when Suruchi saw that Suniti's son is sitting on Uttanapad's lap, she became envious, and she told him, she chastised him, said, "Only you cannot sit on the king's lap, because I'm the favorite wife, I'm the favorite queen, and only when you take birth next lifetime, you from my womb, then you can sit on the king's lap."
那么当时呢，那个王妃呢，Suruchi的话呢，就看到独瓦大君坐在他的父亲这个腿上，他就很嫉妒了，他就说了，他说，除非你再次出生，从我的胎里面出生，作为我的儿子的意思，就是说呢，你才能坐在你父亲的这个腿上。You
see, even in the Bhagavad time, in the best families, there's some problems.
所以呢，在佛教法堂里面，在最好的家庭里面呢。
This is material life, because we have some lessons to learn.
所以这就是物质的生活了，那么我们有些这个教导在其中。
Then these words went like a knife into Dhruva Maharaj's heart. He was only a five-year-old child. He was very much hurt and upset.
那么这些话像那个刀子插在那杜瓦大君的心上一样，虽然他只是一个五岁大的小孩子。
And he went crying to his mother, Suniti, and he said, "I'm very upset. What can I do? How, you know, what should I do? I also want to sit on my father's lap."
那么当时呢，跑到他的母亲苏丽缇那里说了，他说呢，我很不高兴，我也想坐在我父亲的这个腿上。
I also want to be a king. Actually, I want to be a king greater than my father.
我也想成为一个王，也成为一个比我父亲更伟大的王。
And his father, King Uttanapad, was the king of the whole world. And Dhruva Maharaj, he was so hurt, he had the desire to be even greater than his father. Then his mother said, I don't have the solution to your problem, but I know one thing, that if you pray to Vishnu, to Lord Krishna, then he can fulfill all desires, so you should go and pray to him.
那么他的母亲苏丽缇说，我没有解决的方法，但是如果你向主拿来祈祷的话，他能够解决你的问题。So
Dhruva Maharaj said, "But where can I find this Lord Narayan? Where can I find him?" And Suniti said, oh, you should go. I heard that he's in the forest, so you should go to the forest and then you should meditate on him and do some austerities.
那么当时呢，他就询问他的母亲啊，他说呢，我在哪里能够找到主拿拉雅？那么他母亲说了哈，我也不知道，听说了哈，他呢在呢这个森林里面，所以你可以哈去到呢森林中哈做一些冥想。So
then he went to the forest and he started meditating. 5 years old and he started doing some austerities and meditating.
那么他就去到呢森林里面呢哈，就是才5岁那么大哈，开始呢做一些冥想打坐。
So he attracted the attention of Lord Narayan, who sent Narad Muni to him.
那么他呢吸引的哈，主拿雅，那么主拿雅就把哈他的这个Narad Muni的话呢哈送到他面前了。
So Narad Muni is Jagat Guru, and he knew what's in Dhruva Maharaj's heart. So he came to him and he asked him, oh, you're only 5 years old. What are you doing in the forest? You should immediately go back to your mother, go back to the palace.
那么呢，Narad Muni也是呢，迦叭咕噜哈，宇宙之师了，所以他也明白哈，卢尔大君呢心中的所想，他就告诉他哈，你在这里干什么哈？你应该立即呢哈，回到回家去，回到你父母身边。So
Narad Muni was only testing the determination of Dhruva, and Dhruva means fixed, someone is completely determined to get what he wants.
那么实际上呢，Narad Muni 哈想测试他心中哈这种的稳固，就说呢他心中有没有心意稳不稳固了。那么"Dhruva"这个词的话呢，也是哈坚定不移的意思。
So Dhruva Maharaj said, no, I will not go back. I want to get darshan of Lord Narayan because I have some desire that I want to get.
那么呢，卢瓦大君说了哦，我不想回去哦，因为我想见到哦主拿雅，因为我有些哦愿望。
When I first came to Gurudev, I came after 10 years in ISKCON, and I asked Gurudev, oh, would you give me shelter? Would you give me your mercy? He said, no, you should go back to your guru.
Go back to your guru.
Yes.
那么当时哈，那个马哈吉的话呢，跟过来跟了这个，跟过来Gurudev这边的时候呢，Gurudev对他说哈，你应该回到你以前的guru那里去哈。So
he was only testing me, and I knew it, so I said, no, I'm not going back.
实际上哈，他也是在测试我哈，我就说了哈，我不会回去了。So
then Narad Muni gave him mantra.
所以 Narad Muni 当时哈，传授他曼陀罗。
And the lesson is that without receiving mantra from a bona fide guru, from a real guru, an Uttam Bhagavat Guru, a pure devotee Guru, we cannot really attain Krishna, we cannot attain darshan of Krishna.
所以实际上呢，如果你不从一个真正的这个Uttam Bhagavat这个顶尖的这个奉献者Guru那里去接受曼陀罗的话呢，你是不能够得到对 Krishna 的这个奉献奉爱服务的。
Om Namo Bhagavate. So with this mantra, Dhruva Maharaj started meditating. And his meditation was so strong, and his austerities were very, very severe. He stopped eating, then he stopped drinking, then he even stopped breathing. He was standing on one leg and breathing only once in a while. So his austerities were so severe that the whole universe began to choke. The demigods began to choke.
一开始呢，不吃了，后来又不喝，最后呢，不呼不吸啊，就是说单脚独立。那么他这种苦行的话呢，令到半神人都呢，这个呼吸难困难。Then
Lord Narayan appeared to him in his meditation. He appeared to Dhruva in his meditation. So finally, he saw Lord Narayan in his heart. He got spooked in his heart of Lord Narayan.
然后最后呢，主拿雅在他呢这个冥想中哈，显现了哈这个 spooking 哈，就是。
And immediately his meditation broke because Lord Narayan was so beautiful and so attractive that he could not remain in meditation anymore. He opened his eyes and he couldn't see Lord Narayan.
那么这个这时候的话呢，那么因为主拿雅的话呢，这个身体非常的就是呢，光灿夺目了，所以他的冥想呢就中断了，他打开眼睛看不见的至尊主。
So then he started to cry and Lord Narayan manifested to him directly.
他呢就开始哭起来，他请求主拿雅亲自显现。And
when he saw Lord Narayan, he uttered one shloka, stana vilasho tapasisti toham tvam prangjana kvachan vichinvan api divya ratnam swami kritatosmi varam nayache. That now that I, so Lord Narayan asked him, what do you want? And Dhruva Maharaj said in this shloka, I have performed austerities that are even difficult for the demigods, and you know, I can, but now that I've seen you and I got your darshan, my purpose is completely fulfilled and I feel completely satisfied. So I don't want any benediction from you. I was looking for a piece of broken glass. I had a material desire to become the king of the whole world greater than my father, but now that I've seen you, I have no more material desires.
那么呢，当时呢，多瓦大君哈，就对蜘蛛主呢，拿眼就说了哈，当时呢，他说我从事的苦行，甚至呢是半神都难以呢做到的。但是呢，我见到得到你的达神之后呢，我所有的愿望哈都已经满足了。我曾经渴望一个呢，就是说呢，比我这个祖先哈还要呢伟大的王国。但是现在呢，我见到这不过呢是呢哈，就是寻找的一个玻璃渣子。见到你的话呢，就像他说像一个壮士一样。
I was looking for a piece of broken glass, my material desire to be the greatest. We are all stuck in this material world because we want to be the most beautiful, the best speaker, you know, the best brahmachari, the best this, the best this. I want to be the most of something. We want to be God, we want to be Krishna, and that's why we are stuck here. So Dhruva said the same thing. You know, I had material desires, but now that I've got your darshan, these material desires are like this piece of broken glass, and your darshan is like a transcendental gem, like a transcendental diamond. So I have no desires now.
那么我们来到这个世界哈，都想呢成为哈最好的哈最好的这个哈讲经者哈最好的 brahmachari， 就是想寻求这些东西哈，想甚至想成为神啊。我们来到这个世界，那么独宝大君也同样哈以这种欲望呢开始他的灵修的，他想成为最伟大的哈这个呢国王。 所以他呢就说了哈，我寻找的是一个破碎的玻璃渣子哈，但是的话呢，你的达神却像呢哈一个呢珍贵的珠宝。现在我见到你哈，已经呢完全心满意足。But
then what Lord Narayan said? Sorry, you had some material desires while you were doing your sadhana. So first, you will have to taste the fruit of your desires. You will have to be the king of this planet Earth or the whole material universe for 36,000 years. And only then you can again associate with me directly.
King of the world. 那么这个时间呢过了后呢，你才能够去走就另外一些东西。
So what is the lesson we have to we can take from this history of Dhruva Maharaj? We should take his determination, his absolute determination to get his goal, and we should also have this fixed determination to attain Guru Nishtha.
那么的话呢，我们从Dhruva大君这个故事里面哈得到呢这个教导呢，就是说我们一定要有坚定的哈这个呢这个决心啊。
Because by Guru Nishtha, everything else will come.
因为急着 Guru Nishtha 哈，对Guru的坚定的信念的话呢，一切呢都可以呢达成。
But what we should not take is we should not perform bhakti, should not do our sadhana and bhajan with material desires, because then we will have to take these material desires first before we can reach pure bhakti.
那么呢，第二个我们要不得的东西呢，就是说呢，你不要怀着呢这个呢物质欲望去从事呢你的这个 sadhana 你的修行，不然的话呢，你最后呢，首先要满足这个欲望，然后呢才能得到呢纯粹的东西的。So
Srila Gurudev said, be careful what you're thinking about and what you're desiring when you're chanting Hare Krishna and performing your sadhana, because if you're not careful, then you will have first to taste the result of your material desires, and then who knows how much time will be wasted.
所以呢，Sri Gurudev 哈就警告了哈，警示我们了。他说你们哈唱诵圣名或修行啊，做服务的时候，一定要小心你们的哈这个欲望哈念头啊，因为不然的话呢，你就要品尝这些东西啊，然后呢这东西会浪费相当多的时间哈，就是你实现你的欲望浪费很多时间。
Nitai Gaura Premanande.
You should try to read Bhagavatam thoroughly.
Yes, Gurudev.
something is wrong, what you told, you should see thoroughly and read. So, at the time of doing bhajan, we should not desire anything. Otherwise, your bhakti will be sakam bhakti, not pure bhakti. And thousands of births, you will have to taste your desire. So, we should give up all our desire. Second, if Dhruva, at the age of 5, he can take the darshan of Supreme Lord, if Prahlad Maharaj, at the age of 5, he can take the darshan of Nrisimhadev or Krishna, if Nachiketa can take darshan in 5 years age, why we cannot? Make an object and aim of your life. I will do or die, but I will receive the darshan of Krishna and his service. And then go on practicing bhakti yoga.
那么我们在修行，你们在修行，在做发展的时候，应该是无欲无求的，不然的话，你们的奉爱服、bhakti的话是呢，sakam bhakti，也就是不纯粹的这个奉献服务。千千万万事你都要品尝你自己的这个欲望，所以我们在从事灵修的时候，一定要放弃所有的欲望。那么第二点，如瓦大君在五岁的时候，怎么就能够觐见到呢？主拿拉雅 ，Prada 大军在五岁的时候呢，也能够觐见到呢，尼西哈德，还有纳奇凯塔哈，也是五岁时候呢就能够见到神，所以为什么我们不能呢？所以呢，我们要设定目标，要么做哈，要么死，一定要呢哈去呢就是从事的，就一定要坚定的哈去从事呢对至尊主的这个呢服务。
Also, Dhruva has some desire at the time of departuring. When a aeroplane came, that you should go to
Vaikuntha planet.
He told that I don't want to go alone. I want to see that my mother should go with me. And that is why he could not go to Vaikuntha. He could not go to Golok Vrindavan. He went to Dhruvalok, which is situated in this
universe,
to whom sun is
rotating.
That is Dhruvalok. So we should be very careful that there should be no worldly desire in our devotion.
But his mother was his
path
brother's guru. His mother told to do bhajan, so his guru is mother.
Anyhow, we never tell that my Gurudev should go with me. Do you tell? But oh Gurudev, oh, I want that my Gurudev should come with me.
We will come with Gurudev.
We will come with you.
那么这里面讲的哈，杜瓦大军呢，当时哈要走的时候离开这个世界时候，这个呢哈，灵性的这个飞机来的时候，他说我不想单独一个人走，我要我的母亲也一起走哈。那么就是因为呢这个欲望的话呢，他不能够去到白昆达，不能够去到格罗克宾达文，所以我们留在了哈这个呢这个物质宇宙物质世界里面，所以我们也要非常小心哈我们的这个呢哈这些欲望。
That planet is completely spiritual.
Vaikuntha planet, yes.
Rama Priya Vaikuntha.
That is, but there is, we don't see any action there.
Dhruva.
Dhruva is there. It may be Hari in any way. Not written anywhere. You should know that by sense gratification, beautiful wife, beautiful husband, qualified children, anyone cannot be happy in this world. We should not be attached in this thing. Otherwise, your thousands of lives will be ruined. So, we should remember the history of Puranjan. And Damodar Maharaj will tell in brief.
你们要知道感官享受美丽的妻子和衣襟的丈夫会有资格的儿子这些东西都是不能够令你快乐所以不要依附这些东西不然的话千百万世都会被毁掉所以我们要听一下普兰贾这个国王的这个故事
Radhikaya Tadali Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadavaktaya Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer pranams to Sri Gurudev, Chibandi, Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. Sri Gurudev has given instruction to hear the history of Puranjan. He was also delivered from the ocean of material attachment by the mercy of Sri Narad Muni. Sri Narad Muni saved so many devotees from this world. So, there was one king, his name was Prachinabari. He was very much attached to Karmakanda, the idea of after death I will go to the heavenly planets and enjoy material life there. Therefore, that was not in this age, that was in a previous age, they would sacrifice animals like horses, etc. But this is forbidden in Kali Yuga, there is no animal sacrifice in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Prachinabari was killing so many animals that Narad Muni felt so much compassion for the king, because he was doing everything out of ignorance.
那么这个国王Pachinabari的话他屠杀了相当多的这个动物那么Narad Muni为他感到非常的伤痛因为他出于愚昧这样做的。So
Narad Muni told him a nice history that the king could understand his position.
因此Narad Muni向他讲了一个很美妙的故事让他明白他自己的身份位置。
He said there was a man named Puranjana.
他是有一个人叫Puranjana。
Puranjana means the soul, Puranjana. He is the most ancient person, that is us. The soul within the body,
Puranjana.
He was moving everywhere looking for a good place to enjoy life. But everywhere he went, he found some dissatisfaction.
但是所到之处呢都有些不满足的地方
And finally he came to the south of the Himalaya. There was one country called Bharat Varsh, or India.
那么呢,最后呢,他去到呢,这个喜马拉雅山,这个南边,那么叫巴拉,这个地方,印度了。
China is north of the Himalaya, but India is south of the Himalaya.
中国呢,属于呢,喜马拉雅之北的,那么印度呢,属于呢,喜马拉雅之南。
Therefore, easy for Chinese to adopt Vedic culture, because very close.
所以实际上呢,中国人呢,一个比较好的能够接受到伟大的传统,因为呢,是很相近的。
There, Puranjana came to one city called Bhogavati.
那么呢, Puranjana来到一个城市叫Bhogavati这个城市。
That was a very beautiful city.
这是一个非常美丽的城市。It
had 9 gates.
有9个门,城门。
There were parks, trees, rivers, wells, and houses.
有呢,这些花园,路,道路,房子等等。
Some houses were made of gold, some were made of silver, some were made of copper.
那么有的东西呢,是由金子做成的,有的是由银做成的,有的是铜。
The king was very happy in that city.
那么这个国王很高兴在那城市待着。
That city represents this human body.
这样这个城市代表的是我们这身体。
Because of all species of life, this human being is the topmost.
因为在所有物种里面,以人生最为最高的。
Nudeham adyam sulabam sudulabam. Of all species of life, this human body is the most precious.
所以在世界里面讲到的,在所有的这个身体里面,以人生为最为珍贵。
Labam sukalpam guru kanadaram. This body is like a boat to cross the ocean of birth and death.
那么这个身体的话呢,是跨越生死自然的这个船。
Therefore we need a captain of that boat, that is the guru.
那么我们需要这个掌舵者,这个船长,那么这就是guru。
Maya kulena abhidis pratitva. That is, we need a breeze. That is the favorable instructions of the scriptures and the sadhus.
那我们需要一个顺向风,那么这就是一个沙土或是guru的这个训示。
One who does not take a proper use of this human form of life is a killer of their own self.
如果一个人不善用这个人生的话,就是自己的灵魂的屠夫。
This body has 9 gates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 gates in this body.
所以呢,这个身体有9道门,就包括我们这些跳门。
There's houses, means raised place, like nose, ears, other parts. They're raised like houses.
房屋的话,就代表耳朵,鼻子等等隆起的部分。
There are rivers, which means blood running up and down. So all this is analogy, is describing the human form of life.
那么河流的话呢,就是我们身体里面的这些血管等等。那么这只是一个譬喻,就这个城市,就像我们的身体一样。
This body is made of mucus, bile, and air. Therefore, it's made of three things.
Mucus, bile, and air.
那么我们这身体由这些,粘液,发等等,这些东西。
Then Puranjan came, in that city he was very happy, and he came to the park, which is the heart. In that park he saw a very beautiful girl, very attractive. Yes, I'm working. Say again.
那么在公园里面呢,他找到了一个非常美丽的女孩。Then
who is that girl? She is the material intelligence.
那么这一个美丽的女孩子是什么?就是物质的智慧。
First tell the story and then explain the meaning.
Okay. So he fell in love with that girl.
他就爱上了这个女孩子。
Oh, I like you as my wife. We will live together.
他说,我想要你成为我的妻子,我们一起生活吧。
The king completely lost his intelligence in her association.
所以呢,这个国王在他的这个女孩子的联姻之中,完全失去了他的智慧。
When the queen would eat, he would eat.
他的妻子,这个女王,吃东西的时候,他才吃。
That queen, she had 11 bodyguards.
那么这个妃子,有11个保镖,卫兵。
And she had hundreds of assistants.
还有数以百计的这些仆人。
Protecting her was a five-headed snake.
以五头蛇来保护她。
She had 2 breasts.
她有双乳。
This is all an analogy described by Nada.
当然这是一个譬喻来的。
The king became completely attached to her.
所以呢,这个国王之后呢,完全依恋这个女孩。
When she would eat, he would eat. When she would drink, he would drink. When she was happy, he was happy. When she was sad, he was sad. He would follow her everywhere. He became completely enamored by sexual desire, and he forgot the passing of time.
也就是说他完全被这种色欲捆绑了，而完全忘记了时间的流逝。
Then there was one king, his name was Chandravek, or time.
那么呢，有另外一个国王叫Chandravek, 就时间的。
He sent his army with 360 soldiers, and each soldier had a wife.
那么他派了他的军队去，360个士兵，每个士兵都有这个一个妻子。
Those 720 soldiers attacked the city of Puranjan.
所以呢，这720个人就是攻击了Puranjan这个城市。
Puranjan was fighting for a long time, for 100 years, until he became tired.
那Puranjan的话呢，就战斗了100年，最后呢，很累了。
Then one girl came. She said, I want to marry you. Her name was Jada.
那么呢，这时候有个女孩子过来，说我想嫁给你，她的名字叫Jada。
And he was forced to accept her.
最后呢，他被迫答应了。That
girl had also gone to Narad Muni, but Narad Muni rejected her.
那么这个女孩子也去到Narad Muni那里，但是呢，却呢被圣人Narad拒绝了。Because
Narad Muni is a brahmachari, therefore old age can never touch him.
因为呢，Narad Muni是brahmachari, 所以老年不会触碰到他的，他不会变老。Also,
she had a brother. His name was Jada, fever.
那么这一个女孩子有个兄弟呢，叫呢。 Jala 就是说呢，高烧fever。
Old age means old age and fever.
也就是老年和这个发烧了，就是病了。Prajvara.
Yeah. Therefore, these all were attacking the king.
所以这些东西都来攻击这个国王。Then
the five-hooded snake became weak.
这个五头蛇变得很虚弱了。
Everyone began running out of the city of Puranjan, which was burning.
每个人的话呢，都从 Puranjan 国王这个城市里面逃脱了，因为这里呢已经着火了。At
the time of death, Puranjan thought of his wife, therefore he took birth as a woman.
那么在 Puranjan 在死亡之时呢，想着他的妻子，所以呢他最后投胎为女生了。
She was very beautiful.
那么她呢很漂亮。She
had eyes which were black like. Ointment, what's it called? Mascara.
那么她的眼睛画上了这个眼线，黑色的眼线。
She had the good fortune of marrying a great king called Malayadwaj.
那么那一辈子里面她呢很幸运就嫁给了一个国王。
And she served Malayadwaj very faithfully.
那么她以非常大的信心服务这个国王Malayadwaj。
All this time, Puranjan had a friend called Abhigyata, the unknown one, but he could not understand that was his friend.
那么在所有这些时间里面呢，Puranjan都有一个不知道的一个朋友在陪伴着他。
Therefore, after some time, Malayadwaj the king, he went to the forest to perform austerities, and the girl went there and served him faithfully.
那么呢，过了一段时间呢，这个国王就是他丈夫了，去到森林里面去苦修了。那么他也一同随去呢，充满信心的服侍他。
After some time, Malayadwaj left this world, and that girl was weeping bitterly.
那么这国王后来呢？ 离开了这个世界，那么这个孩子呢，女孩子呢，在那里痛苦的哭泣。
She was going to burn her husband and jump on the same funeral fire when one Brahmin came. That Brahmin was the unknown friend in disguise.
那么当时呢，她为她丈夫举行这个葬礼的时候呢，想跳进她的火里面想寻葬的。那么这时候呢，一个婆罗门呢，就假装成婆罗门的不知情的朋友呢，就过来了。
Oh, he said, you have forgotten me.
他说你忘了我。
We are like two swans on a lake, very intimate, but you have forgotten me, therefore you are suffering.
Two swans
in a
lake. 那么我们像一个池塘里面的两只天鹅，但是你忘了我。
So Narad Muni told this whole story to Prachinabadi. He could not understand.
所以呢，Narad Muni像Prachinabadi的话呢，讲了整个故事，但是呢，他不明白。
Therefore, Puranjan means the soul.
Puranjan是指灵魂的意思。
He moves to the 8,400,000 species of life, but cannot find happiness.
他游历了840万种的身体，但是呢，却找不到真正的快乐。
Then, by good fortune, he gets the chance to reside in the human form of life.
只有急的幸运，他只能得到人生，居住在人生这个身上。Of
nine gates.
这个人的身体有九个门。
With many coverings, many things.
有很多的覆盖。
So there he met the material intelligence.
那么在那里的话呢，他遇遭遇到了物质的这个知觉。
That is a beautiful girl.
那就是那个美丽的女孩子。
Because in this world we fulfill our desires by the means of our material intelligence.
因为呢，我们在这个世界呢，实现我们的欲望呢，是通过我们的物质的智慧。
Now the soul is almost sleeping and being controlled by the mind, which is controlled by the intelligence.
那么的话呢，实际上这时候呢，灵魂已经睡着了，被心意所控制，而心意呢，也受到物质智慧的控制。
Therefore, the soul forgets his position as being the master of the mind and senses. He becomes controlled by the mind and senses.
因此呢，这个国王的话呢，忘记了他是感官和心意的主人，而深受感官和心意的控制。
She had 11 bodyguards, means along with the intelligence, her 11 servants are the senses.
那么呢，这个女王，这个妃子呢，有十一个守卫，那么意味着在心意之外呢，她还有十一种感官。
Seeing, smelling, tasting, hearing, touching.
就是呢，这个嗅觉，还有呢视觉、触觉等等。
Speech.
还有言辞。
Digestion.
消化。
Moving.
行走的能力。
The genitals and the rectum.
还有呢，就是说呢，前因后效了。
Plus the mind.
还有心意等等。
These are 11 bodyguards.
被称为呢十一个卫兵。
These bodyguards have millions and millions of. These senses have millions and millions of servants, which are like thousands of desires we have, millions of material desires.
那么这些十一种感官的话呢，有无数的仆从的，那仆从就是我们的物质欲望。
The five-headed snake is the life airs, five life airs in our body.
那么五头蛇的话，就是我们的五种生命之气，体内的。
The soul gets this package deal and thinks, I will be happy by this.
那么实际上灵魂呢，就以为就是说呢，这些东西能够快乐，得到这些东西我能快乐。
But he is attacked by time.
但是呢，他却受深受时间的攻击。
And her brother, she is attacked by time in the form of old age.
他时间也老年来攻击他。
And the time of death, we get a great fever that comes also.
那么在死亡之时，我们会发高烧，这也会来的。
360 days, 360 nights, 720 soldiers attacking the body.
所以的话呢，365天，365个月，夜晚，那么这就是700多个攻击。
Krishna says, whatever we think of the time of death, that is your next body, your next destination.
所以呢 ，Krishna 说，你死亡之时所思所想的，就是你的来世的目的地。
Therefore, the king he took birth as a woman.
因此呢，这个国王来世投胎为一个女生的。
But she was lucky because she had some desire for devotion.
那么她很幸运，因为她有一些服务的欲望。
Therefore, she got the chance to get a great husband as a devotee, means the spiritual master.
那么就是她得到了一个伟大的奉献者作为她丈夫，就是灵性导师。
Malaya Dwaj, because from the Malaya mountains a very sweet smell comes of sandalwood that's very cooling and keeps away the heat of the summer.
那么Malaya Dwaj这个地方的话呢，就是说她来自喜马拉雅的檀香，令到呢身体很清凉。
Then she served that spiritual master perfectly, like a faithful wife. We should do like that also.
那么像一个有信心的妻子那样这样服侍灵性导师，我们也应该这样做。Also,
a mountain is very strong. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master is very, very fixed, very heavy.
那么的话呢，就像山一样非常的坚固很强壮了。那么一个真正的灵性导师也是这样子的。Therefore,
as long as the spiritual master is present in this world, the disciple must serve very faithfully.
所以只要灵性导师在世的话，门徒一定要充满信心地服务他。And
when the spiritual master leaves, then the disciple must weep bitterly.
那么如果灵性导师隐迹的话，一个门徒要哭，痛苦地去哭。
By the grace of the guru, one can meet the unknown friend or Krishna in the heart.
那么藉着孤独的仁慈，一个弟子能够遇到那个他不知道的朋友，那就是他心中的主。
In the heart is two, the soul and the super soul.
在心中有两个人，一个是个体灵魂，一个是超灵。Both
are together in the lake of the heart.
两个人都在心里面。So
hearing all this, Prachinabadi became conscious. Oh, I am wasting my human form of life in materialistic endeavor.
所以的话呢，听了这些东西的话呢，Prachinabadi的话呢，他就觉悟。 觉悟过来了，说呢我浪费了我的时间在这物质生活里面。
So by the grace of Narada Muni, he gave up his materialistic religious activities and adopted the path of pure devotion.
所以呢，因为 Narada 的人子哈，他放弃了的物质型的宗教哈，而呢，就是说呢，接受了这个纯粹的哈这个奉献服务。
Sri Narada Muni ki
jai,
Om Premanande.
Tumaro bhar charitra, ajamil upakhyan, and chitraketu upakhyan. You should see.And be ready. Today our class is finished. Be ready for tomorrow. Go Pramanande.